Fuck you.
No, fuck you.
Nerd off, nerd off, nerd off.
Konnichiwa, and welcome to another episode of The Nerd Off. That's right, for all the premium podcast listeners, we got some of you guys live in the chat, ready to nerd off with us and watch us nerd off, you fucking perverts. Of course, she wasn't here last week. Missed her first show.
I know, right?
But she's back now.
I am back, bitches.
What's up, Karen? How you doing?
Good. How y'all doing?
You missed a good nerd off last week.
I was disappointed. I'm so sad I wasn't there for the intervention and the crying and all that stuff.
Yeah, it was a circle nerd. Just all guys in the circle nerding off. Now we still did bring the fellas back. Can't do that. He hasn't been here in a couple weeks. It's the boy H2O Kev from the Insanity Report. What's up, man?
The K is silent.
Okay, H2OF from the
Insanity. There you go, brother.
Insanity Check podcast. How you been, bro?
I'm straight, man. I'm straight. Yeah,
living. Cool, cool. A man that has been introduced to Skyrim, so I don't expect to see this dude again. it's the homie Chris, man. What's up?
Yo, I'm fighting dragons, man. I'm fighting dragons. This shit is awesome.
You busted your dragon cherry, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I killed.
It's awesome,
I killed like two of these motherfuckers, yo.
It's awesome, ain't it?
It's great.
Yeah, I think I tried to play the demo for either that or some other game where you have to level up so one day you can like kill a dragon. And I got like an hour in, I was like, I'm gonna try to kill a dragon, and that shit was like, no, nigga, dragon snack.
Actually, you know what? Before the you know what killed me before the dragons? It was the mammoths. I was like, oh, I'm gonna kill this mammoth. Oh, it's not a fucking giant. Oh, okay, yeah. The giant and the mammoth. No, wrong.
Nah, wrong. You learned that lesson the hard way the first time, because I did too. Everyone got, like, knocked through the roof and shit by a giant. Oh,
Yeah, this motherfucker knocked me halfway across. Like, I thought he knocked me out of the fucking game, yo. Oh, so maybe I should wait to do
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. I said the same damn thing. I'm like, okay, Skyrim's not fucking around with me.
You look on your couch and sitting next to you is your character, like, dude, what the fuck were you thinking?
No, really.
Now,
really
you know I was only on level 18. You have to be at 121.
You knocked me out of the
TV. Glasses are awesome.
You knocked me out of the TV, man. And, of course, we also got my man Brandon, who we just wrapped up a spoiler movie review for Man of Steel with. What's up, man?
Hey, I was pondering this. On Twitter the other day, somebody said, some of you niggas don't even know the difference between chic and chick. Now, my question is, how come it's not called chic filet then?
That's why we go get Brandon. Is
Brandon? Yeah, you gotta like Twitter, this.
Man. Wait. What? I'm sorry, dog. My head's hurting right now.
I'm just saying. On Twitter, somebody was like, because people was picking on Rachel Jontel, and they said some of y'all niggas can't even get your and you are right. Some of y'all niggas can't even get chick and chic right. And I'm like, but wouldn't that mean it's called chic filet? Because there's no K. Like, see? Niggas destroying their own logic.
Just drop it.
These are the thoughts that wander around my board.
Just walk away.
Yeah. Blame 24 for this.
Is that what we're supposed to be watching later on, too?
We need to figure out how we're going to do this, because 24 is literally 24 episodes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of we watch Ratchet. We have to figure out.
Yeah, who the fuck? Whose idea was that to do 24 We Watch Ratchet?
It was mine because the show is perfect for We Watch Ratchet. It is just perfect for We Watch Ratchet. They're just 24 episodes.
We can probably do, like, I don't know, maybe like two or three episodes, maybe even four. And just do like the whole season as like a quarter or some shit like that.
Yeah, we would have to have a session or something where where we, like you said, we knock out two episodes and we put that out and people just keep up. But I figure I'm on season five. I got three seasons left, 6, 7, and 8, I guess. That's how many. Mm. So I got to finish those. And I don't see this show getting any more realistic. I actually just see it getting worse.
Because you say you're around season six. I would gladly jump on and talk, because I think that's around when I started watching the show, and like the shit was just going crazy as fuck, and I'm like, this is incredible.
So. It just, I realized we needed to do a We Watch Ratchet 24 when I realized that Jack Bauer's biggest foe is white people. Mm-hmm. If there were no white people in this world, Jack Bauer could save the whole world in 24 minutes.
Yeah, he would be Jesus.
So yeah, here at the Nerd Off, you know, we like to talk about a bunch of different stuff. And I went and got some articles and I have a couple topics to talk about and everything.
Like, don't hijack my show.
Yeah. Y'all niggas was like, yeah, so we're going to do 24. I was like, that's my fault. I asked that. the first thing I have to say is I went to the movies and I saw World War Z. The main thing I took from it is that it's not an Impossible White Man movie. The second thing is that it was a mediocre movie for me.
Yep.
Some people seem to be enjoying it a lot, which is, you know, good for you guys. But I saw a trailer for 300 Rise of an Empire.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Have y'all seen the trailer for this yet?
No. I've seen a teaser for it. I knew it was coming out, though.
I'm avoiding it on purpose.
I'm going to be honest, man. Like, no. Like, I'm going to see it, but no.
That's the same thing I said. I'm going to see it. But I just don't see the purpose of it.
It wasn't.
And Zack Snyder's not going to be doing it either, so it's like I'm really not in.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, it felt the trailer felt like a dude ripping off Zack Snyder.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I might be the only person here who feels like 300 after like two views is highly overrated.
Oh no no like, no. I totally agree with you too.
I thought it was epic the first time.
It was epic like the first or second couple times, but then after a while I'm like, I have no desire to watch it.
Ever again. Right. Like I don't care if I never see that movie again.
Yeah, 24, I mean not 24.
yeah, 24 hours.
300, the other number we were talking about.
Right.
300 is one of those.
We're going to talk about 42.
Right. 300 is one of those movies like Seven where, it's one of those movies where you have to see it in a theater, in my opinion.
Yes.
Because the feeling I had after walking out that theater
was greatness.
Was, amazing. Everyone in the theater was relating. We were all high-fiving on our way out the door.
It was me, you, and Agent Chris.
You wanted to kick someone into a hole leaving the theater.
Right.
Yes.
And then when I got home, I was like, I still love this movie. And a few months later, I bought it on DVD and I put it in and I said,
this movie is stupid.
This is a terrible fucking movie.
It is. It's a stupid fucking movie. Like,
these guys are being completely unreasonable.
And I'm sorry, but it is kind of gay. It is.
Oh, kinda.
Kind of gay, man. Like, I know people don't want to be. No, it's not gay. Niggas play shirts and skins all the time. Yeah, but they play
that's
skins.
That's just pretty fucking gay, though.
But they only play skins.
You walk around with your underwear and your chest all puffed out and shit.
It is very.
They left their women to go out together as men. Like, they were like, we're going to leave all the pussy at home and we just going to have a long sausage fest across the country.
It's extremely.
They got their chest plates.
It's extremely homoerotic. Extremely homoerotic.
And then the team that was beating them, they were gayer than they were.
Right.
Like the Persians were super gay.
Yes, he had like gold things in his nose.
And his name, and he had
connected to his labia earring.
Dog. He was having a dominatrix party all night long while waiting for
him. He had his nails done while he was threatening them. He was like, y'all just think y'all gonna come up here and start destroying them.
And I was waiting for.
Especially, he really did have that men on film look to him, yo.
He did.
Yes. And his makeup was flawless.
He had glitter on him.
Yes. He was sparkling.
He also had gold fingers.
Sparks killed my immortals. He hated it.
Yeah. I give that spear throw 3 snaps in a circle.
He was like, y'all don't want me to take y'all as prisoners, because if I take you as prisoners, you going to be my prisoner. You gonna be my prisoner.
All that was them glow stick lights. You know, doof, 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 doof. Yeah. Everybody that just dancing.
Like, also, the name Xerxes is extremely gay.
Because
if you have the prototypical gay lisp, it's Xerxes, which is the gayest, that's as gay as you can possibly get. But, the thing too is the sequel is just them. It's just the dudes we hated from last time basically being like, now that I have won, I'm going to take over the world. I'm like, I didn't care about you when you didn't die last movie. I don't care about you now.
I actually think it's
an
better
sequel and not a prequel.
Well, here's the thing. The first movie was at least based off of, well, one kind of a true story, but also based off of the graphic novel.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think this new one is based off a graphic novel. It's just somebody going, hey, we made a lot of money with that last film. Let's try it again. Yeah. No. No.
Like, you gonna be my prisoner? You gonna be my prisoner?
And I want some of you.
Yeah, yeah, I think it would
be more interesting.
I was gonna say, Brandon, I would watch your version.
Hallelujah, it's raining arrows.
I would watch the gay version of 300 Rise of an Empire for 100% sure. I would.
Oh no, they not just running around with their dicks hanging out fighting battles.
Can you
be my prisoner?
Hey, can you imagine them being like, and you will never take the land of Sparta from us? He's like, who gonna check me, boo? You? Oh, that would be so good. I would watch that. Wait,
we should have made that movie Meet the Spartans or something.
Yeah,
that would have been better jokes than them motherfuckers.
Oh, yes, that movie was terrible.
I can't wait till I get home, get my hair laid and faded. Mm-hmm. After this battle is over, it's going to be. Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when I fought that wolf? Nigga thought he was bad. Not better than me.
I would have watched that shit, dog.
Now look at me. I got
told you, man, I'm gonna play around with this little fucking hunchback motherfucker.
Has anybody ever thought it was not? How has it ever not been gay when you see these like archaic films and they be having dudes carrying them around in a chair? And I'd be like, really? Because that's what you want under you, a bunch of men. You want men under you all the time. See,
well, here's the thing that nobody ever wants to talk about, and this is why I always find like Republican arguments about gay people so hilarious. Back in the day, they were gay. They did sleep with little boys and shit like that. Like, you know, Alexander the Great and them, they did do that shit. Like, people hated that Alexander the Great movie with Colin Farrell on it, because they had that, like, they were like, man, it seems kind of gay. It was like, well, they kind of did that shit back then. They you know.
It was also very boring.
Right, well, that too. But they walked around with their cocks out and, you know, fuck little boys. That's what they fucking did back in the day. And you're sitting around going, why can't we be more like real men? It's like, well, back in the day, they kind of did sleep little boys.
So. Now, you gonna make me great.
Christ.
You
gonna
make me great. You gonna make me great.
Where's little Caesar?
Another trailer I saw, which is not
the right to bear boys. We need to pass that law.
Pizza, little one.
I do this.
Pizza salad. Come on over here, guys.
I do this to myself.
That's your fault.
I can easily host a show by myself, but I say nope. I need to get these. Silly.
Ain't nothing more delicious than boys and fresh tomatoes.
With a side of feta cheese. Scrumptious.
I hate y'all.
You can't the same fucking room, man. Come on.
So another trailer I saw is not a movie trailer, but a video game trailer. Way of the Dog, starring Snoop Dogg.
What the hell is that?
No.
I haven't seen the trailer. I've heard of it, but I haven't.
It better be a game.
It's on Xbox. I think it's an arcade game. But,
it's the Xbox Live arcade game. It's like $10.
Snoop Dogg is your mentor as you learn how to fight and stuff through a rhythm game.
Snoop Dogg is the RZA from G.I. Joe.
Yeah.
Is Snoop Fu?
Yeah, it's Snoop Fu. It's Snoop Lion teaching you. Why is it? Why is it called Way of the D-O-double-G instead of Way of the Lion?
Because he thought that was cool, just like Snoop Lion.
Because no one knows what the fuck a Snoop Lion is.
It's
called
actually,
progression, Kev. Snoop Lion is progression.
Go ahead, Chris.
What I'm actually pissed about is the fact that they actually, the game's a fighting game and it's not a smoking game. Because I really thought that's what it was going to be, that you would sit there and you had to like smoke all the weed possible. Cause I saw you were watching Half Baked not too long ago.
Oh, so yes. That's my movie.
Right. So I just figured that it was going to be, you know, one of them games where you got to like collect weed so Snoop Dogg doesn't pass out and you got some shit like that. But
oh, yeah.
It was, Snoop Dogg fighting game makes right. No fucking sense.
Nigga, Half Baked the game?
Yeah. That's what I thought I was going for, yeah. I was like, now that's cool. I can do that.
I would buy the fuck out of that day one, even if it sucked. That's just for the quotables. Sheila.
I got more boobs.
Samson, it's Sheila. Mama fell down the stairs. Shut up, bitch.
I don't want to listen to Snoop talk through a whole video game. Like, I'm sorry. I don't want to listen to him be like, you're going to have to learn how to fight on the low-low, baby. I want to hear that shit, bro. You got to learn the art of the tiger, my nigga.
Another thing.
Wait a minute. Is it going to have your boy in it?
Who?
Bishop
Don Magic Wine?
No. Clarence.
Oh, you talking about the half-baked the game?
Yes.
Oh, you know it's got to have bitch. Clarence Williams III? Yeah. Yeah. Ah! When he saw that titty, he's like, ah! I gotta have that. I'm not gonna get that. What I've been reading lately, comic book wise, the Punisher Max series, I'm catching up on that. I don't know if you guys have ever read it, but it's real, real good.
I'm familiar with it.
I feel like Punisher Max goes where I think real comic book heroes would go in real life, where you actually do have to kill a motherfucker, to make him stop being a criminal. And I like that they introduced disposable characters because you can be a badass for exactly 10 episodes and by the end of issue 10, he gonna come get you and fuck you up, man. The most you can do with Punisher is survive him. Like, I started rereading the Barracuda, Punisher Max series, which,
oh, that's a beast.
I suggest everybody take the time out to find it and read it.
Roger got me on that one.
You will not regret it. If you enjoy, they say the N-word, dude. Like, that's what I mean. Like, when I say it's a comic book that goes there, like, they don't hold back any punches. It's like watching, HBO series or something.
Ain't that the one where he starts off with his dick getting sucked?
It literally, the first frame is the title of the first issue with Barracuda is called A Mouth is a Mouth. The first picture is him zipping up his pants in the alleyway and what appears to be a man in a dress, turning around, walking away, licking his lips, and him saying something like, ain't this a motherfucking start to the day? Or some shit like that. Like,
yep.
Some ridiculous shit, man. And they do a good job of like driving home the comedy without being too like cartoonish. It felt like they wrote it with a movie in mind that Ving Rhames could play the part or something. Cause it's so good and Barracuda is so intimidating. And also smart. So Punisher Max, man, that's my recommendation for people that, you know, if you read comics, if you have access to these, I will find a way to get my hands on them. Now let's talk the news. Lifehacker had this article. How can I share information with friends and family after I die?
You can't.
Wait,
dead.
I want to make sure that after I die, someone gets vital information from me, like the password to my bank account. But I don't want anybody to be able to get that information as long as I'm alive. Once I die, I only want a particular person to be able to get the information. How can I do that?
Isn't that called a fucking will?
Right. That's a good point.
I mean, I'm no legal genius, but I'm pretty sure that's a will.
Well, they have a Google inactive account manager service that, I don't know if people know about that. But it lets you specify certain trusted people who get access to your account if it's inactive for a certain amount of time. The inactivity period can be anywhere from 3 to 18 months. Safe deposit box. Yeah, I think Kev answered this. Will. All right, cool.
Next. Like, at this point, I feel like people are just trying to do too fucking much with technology sometimes. Mm-hmm. It's like, you're not that important. All right. There's probably not going to be enough in your bank account that you need to share that information.
Ain't that
true? If you did, like Kevin said, you have a lawyer and a will. So, yeah.
Did y'all hear the one about the teenager who's getting sent to court because he made a joke on Facebook?
Mm-hmm. I saw the headline for it, but I didn't actually click on the article. I was just like, you know what? This is going to be too stupid for me to even want to look at. So, yeah.
All right. Well, Justin Carter, 18 years old at the time, got into an argument with his friends about the game League of Legends. This is such a nerd thing, by the way.
I'm looking at what is League of Legends?
I think it's like one of those games you can play on. Isn't it? You
I think play it's on one of those free to play games or something.
Yeah,
like yeah, with a bunch of people.
Free
yeah,
to play MMO or something. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah. So he got
No one cares about your game.
So no. He got very upset. The argument leaked onto Facebook, where he decided to threaten to shoot up the school full of kids. By the way, he was 18 years old at the time.
Because someone nerfed his character?
He's now, yeah. Somebody did the Leroy Jenkins to him. So, he's now facing up to 8 years in prison for that.
Good. Yeah. Good.
Whatever in the world would make you threaten to shoot up any place?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I understand if you say some stuff in your head, that's what your head is for. Keep that shit in your head.
Ain't that the truth?
There have been times where even jokingly, I was typing some shit out. Like, I was like, man, I'm about to shoot up the, nope.
Yo, I've had that too, Brandon, where I've been like, yo, this Best Buy line so long. If I pulled a gun out and killed every,
nope.
Delete.
Like, niggas be like, hold up, dog, wait a minute.
Like, nope. I've even, like, been watching something on
it's
TV.
Like one of them when keeping it real goes wrong.
I won't even shoot up the gym in 2013 at this point.
Mm-hmm. Right. Nope. There's been shit where, like, something's happening on TV, and I'll think, in my brain, because it's so absurd, I'll be like, oh, man, it'll be crazy if terrorists bomb the White House. What if that happened?
Nope.
They go searching through Twitter, like, and 2 seconds later, someone bombed the White House. So what did you know?
Rodimus Prime.
Dude, they found those Boston bombers using some fucking cell phone pictures. No.
Right.
Nope.
Like, every time, it's just...
They really did, though.
Nope.
Yeah, right. There needs to be some kind of commercial for that shit. Like, every time somebody goes to do something, you just think back to that shit, you're like, no, I'm good.
You know, people don't be thinking, dog, if you tweet something like that, and something like Reddit gets out here and goes, we need to find this particular tweet, you're gonna be found.
Yo, it's
1 million people looking for you all at the same time. I'm sorry, ain't a place you can fucking hide.
He tried to add at the end, LOL, just kidding. But some lady in Canada saw it and was like, just in case you're not kidding, let me call these police. So his ass possibly about to do 8 years in prison. So good for him. Don't joke like that. Don't play like that. You're not a comedian. You're not a podcaster. And you're not Paula Deen. Okay.
Wait a minute. We're the only groups that are exempt from that shit?
We got that comedic license shit that, yeah, if you do like comedy radio and shit, you can, say certain things within a reason and be fine. But he's not. So anyway, did you guys also know that there are new headphones that they will surgically implant into your ear?
No.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. But I did see that article.
And then what happens when one of the buds break or the sound go bad?
That's what
and
I want to know.
In for surgery?
I was gonna. Have you ever owned
white noise in their ear and shit?
You know how many headphones I go through a year?
Yes.
No.
I have never owned a set of headphones that I use every day, and if they're in my ear, I'm using them every day, right? I've never owned a set of headphones that I used every day that lasted more than like 3 months.
That's it. I have tried to find some, and I just kind of, you know, at first I was like, man, at first you like buy the $20 ones and they break, and you go, you know what? Maybe I didn't get the $40 ones and they break. Mm-hmm. And then you buy the $80 ones and they break. And it took me to get to the $80 ones to go, you know what? I'm just going to keep buying the fucking $20 ones and just count it and just write it off as a tax. Like, I'm just going to write it off or something, because I'm never going to find the perfect earbud headphones that won't fucking break. You talking about you want to surgically put that shit in my ear so I can hear static and fuzz, or not hear songs in my left ear but hear them in my right? Fuck that shit.
You're going to be deaf in 6 months.
We're getting to the point where those old Twilight Zone episodes are about to be real. There's about to be some motherfucker that says, oh man, the first guy that ever gets headphones and surgically implanted in his ear, and then 3 months later, they're gonna be talking about how deaf he is and he can't do all the other shit. It's like, no, that's just, no. That's
and headphones, The other thing too is like, with headphones breaking so often, I don't want to have surgery to change my headphones.
The batteries go dead.
Right. Not just the batteries, but like literally.
No, just bad wiring.
Yeah, just yeah, the wires start shorting out. And it's
you
like,
get electrocuted. All of a sudden, you just go down. Don't nobody know why.
Yeah.
I don't want to be picking up random radio stations, right? I don't want to be walking through Hickville, Missouri and pick up a random fucking radio station.
Well, that's the other problem I have with it, too, is it still comes with a coil.
Well, wait a minute.
Wait. I'm sorry, huh?
Yeah. Looking at the picture, the shit still, you still got to plug it in. Like, it's not just wireless, you actually gotta like plug it into a coil
out of your ear.
I guess you push through the hole in your ear. I don't know.
Oh my god,
so sitting in silence would never be your
choice. So you have
to
plug yourself up at night or some shit.
Yeah,
Cam said plug yourself. He said, I mean, turn that shit into the matrix.
That's what I mean. From the description,
I was like, do it like your iPhone. Yeah, be sure you don't go dead.
Laying on their bed, like they turn on the side that doesn't have the earbud, whatever earbud they're gonna charge up. And then they plug that shit into a charger and shit, and they go to bed.
Hey yo,
I would choke myself to death. No,
what if they have a way for you to run a fourth cable, eighth cable into a stereo system so niggas can hear what you hear? That shit would be so gangster, yo.
Yo, let me share my thoughts with you real quick, my nigga.
Hey, are you gonna have two niggas walking down the street with their ears connected and they have a conversation in their head like, yo, you see that girl fat ass? Like, hey, the shit we do with head nods and shit, we'll actually be able to have full out conversations now.
Don't look, it's like, don't look now, nigga. She got a fat ass. Turn around in 3 seconds. Thanks, dog.
Yeah, here's the thing. Here's the thing that I think we're forgetting. You know what this sounds like to me? Hearing aids, yo. Like, dude, this old people, yo. Old people have surgery to put hearing devices in their goddamn ears, yo. This is what they do. So now we're like, yo, my nigga, you see my new earpiece? It's like, what?
They said the headphones can be easy to lose when they're not implanted in your ears. That's what Rich Lee decided to do. Inspired by the instructable tutorial on how to make invisible headphones using magnets and a coil necklace with an amplifier attached, the 34-year-old entrepreneur went a step further and planted one such headphone into each ear. The magnets sit on the outside of the tragus, the part of the ear that projects immediately in front of the canal. The magnets function as speakers, and the coil around Lee's neck. You know what I'm betting? I bet these shits don't even sound good.
I bet you
don't. No, they sound like pure shit. I guarantee you. And I'm not buying shit from a motherfucker named Rich Lee. All right, fuck that. You say that nigga name was Rich Lee? I was like, no. No,
I don't know why, but that makes so much sense.
Yeah. So I can get you
shit from a nigga named Rich Lee, dog. Like,
and,
no.
And who is the doctor that's gonna put this in?
Nigga like, got a coil necklace on for life, my nigga. No.
I don't know why.
He got an amp around his neck, right? He got one of them little boombox things in the commercials, dog.
This nigga gonna run out in the rain and shoot himself out, yo. He's gonna let you shoot himself in the rain, yo. He's gonna run out in the cold and caught the thunderstorm.
That shit, dog. He's like, yo, why I got cancer? Cause your name Richard Lee and you do stupid shit. That's why. You go ahead and plant coils in your body and shit.
Yeah, so the closer the coil gets towards your implant, the louder the sound gets.
Yo, dog, this is gonna be the nigga that makes everybody mad. Cause it'll be at like a comedy concert, but it'll sit too close to the microphone, and they'll pick up the and they'll always be, and people will be like
feedback.
Yo, who put Rich Lee up near the stage? Get that nigga in the back, dog.
He messing up the sound.
Take your coils off, nigga. You fucking up the mics.
Well, you got to
come in with that damn necklace on, my nigga. You conducting noise, nigga. You conducting noise.
And turn the volume on your ears down.
Sorry, I can't control this.
Nah, bro. You know what, man? Just hit me up when the SEAL Team 6 is using this, because by then they'll perfected the technology and we'll already be on some Solid Snake shit where you could just talk to each other by touching your ears like they do in every movie you watch right now. Let me know when it gets that good where I can just be across the room and be like, Chris, that chicken.
Y'all just not gonna sell me shit from these people, dog. Next thing you know, I'm gonna be buying jackets from a nigga named Poe Man. No.
I just wanna know when the technology gets to the point where I can touch my ear and I can go, Chris, look at them titties. And he goes, I saw them. Right. And we don't even have to make eye contact. We're across the room from each other.
Got that Metal Gear Solid codec and shit.
Yes. When this shit is like the last James Bond.
That ain't wireless. His ear implants ain't wireless, Rod.
I know. That's what I'm saying. When it's wireless, let me know when it's at the James Bond level of touching my ear and talking to people while I walk in a tuxedo through a crowded room.
Invent shit in the future that ain't wireless, dog? Right. Like what are you doing? Like what? I don't have an Ethernet port on my tablet. Cause wireless is what you're supposed to be doing. Like, if your shit ain't 802, man, what you doing?
Well, it's wireless, but it's not coilless. All right, man. The Microsoft has a Windows 8.
Sounds like it's in transition.
It has Windows 8.1 already. So if you guys bought Windows 8, what was that, a week ago? Windows 8.1 is out. Yay!
Windows 8.
I've heard it's such a big jump between 7 and 8 that a lot of people just aren't feeling it.
Mm-hmm. Like there was no start button.
Right.
So, oh, no start button.
Yeah, so they made some changes with 8. There
was no start button.
I mean, it's basically for a tablet, which is why I didn't buy it. Like, I don't think they did a good enough job. Again, Microsoft with their shitty ass PR, I don't think they did a good enough job explaining to people that, listen, this is basically Windows for a tablet. Like, there are a lot of people that ask me to, hey, you got Windows 8? I want to put it on my laptop. Is it touchscreen? Nah. Yeah, you don't want Windows 8, man.
I had my old, like, my neighbor who used to live under me, this elderly woman, like, she somehow got it installed on her computer, and she came up to my door banging, it's like, can you help me with my computer? I can't find the start menu. I go down there, it's Windows 8, and I'm just like, I don't want to help you. I mean, I know, I want to help her, but I'm like, you know what, I can't...
Kev's like, well, that makes two of us that can't find the start button now.
Yes.
So
instead of just you,
I was like, I have not seen Windows 8 at all. This is like right when it first came out or whatever. I was like, I have never seen this before.
And it sucks to be the guy who has to admit that you don't know, especially when a woman comes against you to do something. It's like, baby, can you take this and help nail up this picture for me? And then you look at the hammer like, I don't know what the fuck to do with this. So you have to be like, hold on. Now, see, I think it goes here because normally the start button would be, let's see. It's not right. No, that's the mail.
Like, can I phone a friend?
Yeah, hold on one second. Let me try to Google this. Oh, wait a minute. Where is Google on this thing? I don't see an internet browser.
Like that's hello, with the start button, they side by side somewhere. Yeah. Lost.
So I believe
I'm just not feeling it, dog. Like, yeah. I'm not feeling, like, why are people even upgrading to this shit? Like, Windows people be so.
I hate Windows.
Like, it's a new Windows, dog. We gotta upgrade. And it's like, no, you don't. Like, at this point, don't buy any new Windows computers.
Thank you.
The one word you got works for you.
Windows computers, because they are worth way more than this new shit coming out. They are. It's like buying an H3 Hummer at this point. Find you an H2 if you can, nigga.
H2. I hate, nobody likes Windows when it first comes out.
Nobody.
No. And we all know they fuck it up immediately. Like,
yep. They change everything on it. They take away all the features that you liked. And you're like, what the fuck are y'all doing?
People are still mad at Windows Vista. And they wanted to be first in line to get Windows 8. I don't understand
you. Mad at Vista? Shit.
Yeah.
I never used it.
Does anybody here, this is like the golden, this is like the $1 million question for me. Because I have yet to see any person with one. Does anybody here know anybody that has a Windows Surface?
No,
Elon Musk buy one.
Yeah, Elon James has one, but I don't know anybody.
I think he already turned it back in because he hated it.
That
so
doesn't
much.
Count. Then no, it doesn't count. He doesn't have one.
Yes, I
have never seen a person outside of the mall playing with one for about 5 seconds with a Windows Surface, and they keep talking about how
somebody
used
his once.
Yeah, I had a lot of people say
like he
good.
Brought it to an outing that we were all like, oh, yeah, I got the Windows Surface. And he always buy any tech thing that comes out, he'll buy it right then and there.
So, okay, he's that guy.
Yeah, he's one of those.
I feel like
Womb
a lot
guy.
Of...
You sure that's not Womb Guy?
No, that's not Womb Guy. I know several people that are just like that that will always do that.
So,
Womb Guy just happens to be one of them too, but that's who I'm talking about this time.
Here's the things they added to the 8.1 update. A start button. Because you know how every other version of Windows has had a start button
every
up until
version.
Now? So for some reason they decided that you did not need a start button.
I wonder who sits and make these decisions. Start button, I take that shit out. Who needs that?
People yeah. who use Macs in the fucking meeting.
You know what I'm actually mad about? I'm actually mad that here and this goes back to what they did with the Xbox One. Fine, you took away the start button for a reason. You got design, this is what you want to go. So then you come back and you completely undo it again. It's like it goes back to what Rod said about don't apologize if you really mean that shit.
Right.
That's what they're doing right now. It's like if you don't want a start button, either don't have one and people pick it up eventually. Don't go back later on and be like, I'm sorry guys, you know what? We really should have a start button. No, you know when you did Windows 8 that you didn't need a fucking, you didn't want a start button.
Yeah.
So why are you going to go back now and add one in there?
Like, because they
fucking assholes, man.
Because they're Microsoft and they used to doing that, Chris. Like, this is still Microsoft. They do it with Xbox. They could do it with this one too.
Because that's the thing I wondered when I heard people complaining about it and they were saying stuff like, well, there's no start button. I was like, but they probably did that for a reason because that's not an oversight. Like something like, you know, oversight is some shit like, oh, they actually, forgot to upgrade the Wi-Fi firmware. Like, oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Okay. You add that in on the next update, but no start button seems like a design feature, not a flaw. So
that's right.
You know, it is weird that and to their credit, I guess, they're able to back Microsoft. I've never seen anyone able to pull back faster than Microsoft.
Like, no, they're great at it.
I don't understand how they get, it's like they come prepared for the fuck up. Like, look, man, why don't we just go out there, holler at the baddest chick in the club? If she turns us down, we going home with the Ugmo. Let's just do it right. Like,
it's either in between. They can backpedal really quickly, or they just come out with a whole new version. They're just like, oh, y'all didn't like Vista? Cool, because Windows 7 was right around the corner anyway.
Right,
like,
yeah.
Why even fix Vista? There's no reason to patch Vista. Like, and at the same time, they were still putting out updates for Windows XP.
Yeah, I don't understand it. They also include a hands-free mode now. I don't understand why this wasn't already in the first version, but you now can use it hands-free. You can read while you're cooking and not touch your screen and all this shit. That's cool. Search is now actually universal. Apparently it wasn't before.
Okay.
So you ununiversally search for shit.
Right. I don't.
You know what? Okay. Go ahead.
You know what it is? No. This is why I always told people that even if I do decide to get an Xbox One, I never get the first one. Because this is what Microsoft does. Microsoft really does do the first release is beta release.
Yes.
And they do that shit. And then it's like, okay, so they don't like this. So let's go into the next one and we'll add all the shit in that they like. Like, that first release is always a beta release. You can never get the first release of anything Microsoft does.
It's focus testing. That's all it is.
They want to see if shit gonna tell.
Yeah, it's like, so you guys don't like the not universal search? Well, universal search then. No problem.
That's what their team does. They have a team of people who sit in the room and they go, so what do people not like? Let's brainstorm. And the only thing on that list is, we don't know. Let them decide. And then they put this shit out and it's like, okay, well, they didn't like not having a start button. All right. Yeah. Let's go ahead and let's put that on the list of things they do like. It's like they set up the brainstorm list and then they fill it out as people complain in forums and shit about it.
Karen, what were we going to say? I'm sorry.
And when you said, the search is actually universal, what does that mean? Does that mean that now I can search everywhere and I couldn't before?
Well, okay. Before, you could do stuff like search in like a folder or you could search on the internet.
Okay.
But now the universal search function will allow you to search Bing, your files, your folders, all your application, and it's all in one box. So I can just go, Outlook and it'll tell me like, well, you have Microsoft Outlook as your email. You can go to Outlook.com. You can, you know, stuff like that.
That's smart. Why would you have them all separated and not being able to talk to each other?
I don't know. They also have new and updated apps, apparently, which isn't really an update, but okay, fine. I don't know why that
does
counts.
It actually say we provided you an operating system and here are some apps to use on it?
Yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay. So apparently they add in the update, they got some new apps that are, wait, this wasn't in there? A calculator wasn't in the first one?
We know y'all ain't got to add.
No way.
Basic with everything, man. Come on.
What tablet doesn't have a calculator? Also,
did they take away the date and the month tablet too?
Right. Also,
say, can you tell time? Like, does this shit even tell time anymore? Is it just like, does it matter what time it is? It's time for Microsoft. Like, is that what it's about?
Also, a reading list, which includes Instagram, Instapaper, and Pocket. And so you can read later. But that's, like, even your phone has that. Everything has that. Wow. Okay.
That sounds like the most boring upgrade ever.
It really is.
It's just a fix.
Actually, it kind of does.
It sounds like a patch. They should be calling this a patch.
This is like, it's like getting a deluxe version of a CD and it coming with less songs on it.
Yeah.
Basically, Microsoft is like, hey guys, here's what you actually wanted. No, as a software developer, I know exactly what happened. They run into the deadlines. They were like, shit, we're not going to, hey, just put out as a 8.0. And then we'll add the other stuff in later. That's what they did, yo. That's Chris, exactly what they fucking did.
Chris, you watch all of these events where we launch stuff and where they set dates and you go on like CNET and stuff like that. Dude, there is no such thing as a deadline anymore.
No.
People are full of shit when they say that there's a deadline, because if they need to push some shit back, they will. And we have said numerous times as a consumer, if you need more time, take the fucking time.
Yes.
So that when we buy it, I don't have to wait 4 months for this shit to work correctly. But these motherfuckers just don't be listening. And they set fake ass deadlines.
Well, you know what though? I'm gonna push back on that and say, as a consumers, no, the smart consumers say that, but no, we just no.
Yeah, the majority of consumers want their shit immediately, right away.
They're assholes.
And then they want to bitch about it later. Yeah, exactly. That like, yeah, they are stupid. Especially tech people and gamers are very like, I want a new system. Where's my new shit? And it's like, but you aren't even finished using the old shit. It's like, new shit, please. And it's like, all right, well, your shit's going to be fucked up for a while.
I don't care.
Right.
Then why my shit don't work? Well, we told you that before we gave it to you.
The last thing it has is 3D printer support. Now let's talk about some movies.
I'm sorry, what?
3D printer support.
What the fuck is 3D printing?
It's for that shit where you can like physically print out. That's the number one thing people talk about is like printing a gun, but basically, it's printers that print physical objects. And they need to come up with a better way of saying that, because it's not really printing like paper. You can make a plastic gun
that shoots,
that works with bullets.
There's a lot of applications for it. I mean, people.
What devices do you do this with? What device actually does the printing, the creating?
It's called a 3D printer. Some places even have them already, you can go to a Kinko's and shit, and Kinko's got a 3D printer.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
What the fuck happened to arts and crafts? Like, you don't build shit anymore, you just print, build shit? But they're gonna put so many people out of work.
Inside the 3D printer is just a, inside the 3D.
Man, I'm sad for the people that build things for a living.
Inside the 3D printer is just a midget craftsman.
Oh yeah.
Working on.
It's so hot, this box.
Right.
No. So, you know what this means, right? Santa Claus has been using 3D printers forever, yo.
Right.
Yep, that's what the elf's been doing.
He's like,
bitches is starring in all these movies now. They looking for work.
He's like, three more toy trains, please. And then the elves are like, yay! He's like, not from you.
Oh my god.
Y'all need to go find real jobs
these
now.
These things have little gadgets in them that build shit for you. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Just real quick, I've been playing that Snoop Dogg demo while we've been podcasting. That shit is horrible. Oh my god. Jesus. God damn it.
Like, it looks sick. Kev, how does he talk in it though?
How do you think? It's like you're pressing buttons in rhythm to Snoop Dogg songs and the guy's doing some fighting. I swear I'm pressing a button sometimes.
Well,
it's not
well, first off, Kev, you're not high right now. So I mean,
Actually, I am.
So that's the point. Well, the game really does suck then.
Also, like, what Snoop Dogg song am I going to fight to other than Down For My Niggas? Cause...
Dude, I was just going to, what's my name?
What's my name? Wow.
I kid you not.
What's my motherfucking name?
Xbox Live for free. I was like, okay, I'll play it.
Yeah, man.
Oh, God.
July 1st can't get here fast enough. We can get some actual good free games. Yeah. Will Smith is not returning for Independence Day 2.
Can you blame him?
We don't need you, nigga.
Oh, I can blame them, Karen. What I can't do is blame the money. They won't pay him.
Ain't that the truth?
Nah.
He like, cause I was gonna say, after Earth, I can't imagine him really saying no to another $200 million movie at least. Like,
right?
Is that how much After Earth made? Or
no. It kind of tanked. It tanked nationally.
That's what I thought. I thought it tanked. But
yeah. Now overseas, it made its money back, but not in the United States.
Yeah, and I can't imagine him actually being like, I don't want this hit in July 4th, 2015, but they said, you know, we don't think you're worth as much money as you think. He said, oh, well, I'm good then. Good luck with that. Wait,
how do you say that Will Smith isn't worth that much? Nigga. What's wrong with the motherfuckers, yo?
He's Robert Downey Jr. level to me.
Right.
You just, like, he's turned some shit shows into box office smashes.
Independence Day.
Yep.
He's the only reason why Independence Day. Oh, my God.
Yeah,
he's the only reason why it's even worth
it. I would even say that for that. I think most people are only going to go see it because Will Smith was kind of in that movie. I mean,
I actually
read on a forum somebody said that they didn't need Will Smith for Independence Day, and I just busted out laughing. Like, okay, sure, buddy.
We're gonna
say
see
that
how much money this is gonna make.
Like, let me tell you how good Will Smith is. This nigga made Wild Wild West $100 million. I don't know if anyone's seen Wild Wild West.
We did in the motherfucking movie theater.
It ain't no $100 million movie, bro.
It was some bullshit.
Mechanical spider.
He owned July 4th for like what, 5-6 straight summers.
Yeah, I think he gave it up with Hancock though.
No,
I think that was the movie that like that everyone was like,
Hancock,
Will Smith magic. But
Hancock made $227 million.
I actually did a list. Like, I actually sat and I wanted to know who was richer, Oprah or Will Smith, as far as like earnings with what they do. Will Smith's films have grossed over $4 billion. I don't think people understand what that means.
Yeah. Like, that's why Willow drives or walks around like she's homeless, because they can do that. Like, when you're that rich, you can do whatever the fuck you want. Kids do whatever the fuck they want. That's why Will does whatever the fuck he wants. They don't give a shit. They are literally the Smiths are literally the entertainment industry's Obamas to me.
I didn't even know.
The next four generations don't have to do shit.
I didn't even know that Men in Black 3 made as much money as Hitch.
Yeah. That movie made hell of a lot of fucking money.
I can't believe it. I'm looking at these movies like, God damn, nigga. It's worse than I thought.
It's people that hate 7 pounds, right? And even that made money.
How even that
made $168 million.
And like, it doesn't cost shit. And I'm only, for the record, the numbers I'm quoting are the American gross.
Yeah, these are not the international.
This isn't even
about everything.
Yeah, this isn't even international, dude. This is just America. I don't understand how you don't pay this dude.
That movie's gonna flop.
How much did he ask for? Was it like $200 million or something? Because if it wasn't, you just pay him.
They don't have no problem giving fucking Johnny Depp over $20 million to play the damn pirate, to play Jack Sparrow in every fucking movie. But you don't want the dynamic acting abilities of Will Smith. Oh, okay. My bad.
You know what, man? I hope this is some type of PR ploy where they're just trying to get Will Smith to come down on his number or something by releasing, like, we'll fucking do it without you.
Yeah, because if he ain't in it, I'm not going to watch it. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I won't see it, and I don't know who you're going to get to be in it that will make me go see it, but I definitely won't go see it if Will Smith's not in it.
Nope.
I don't give a fuck if you put Tom Cruise in that shit.
How in the world did Hancock gross $600?
No, I don't know. I don't know about that one, Rod.
It grossed how much?
You're right. $624 million worldwide. Hancock.
Wow.
Hancock, my nigga.
Dude, I just think that's Will Smith's power overseas.
Men in Black 2 didn't gross more money than Hancock. You know how many parents
did? You know what? I think most people did want to at least see Hancock, because they, from the trailer, you saw something different in a superhero movie. So, I mean, I give them that much, but repeat viewings, fuck that.
You know, I want them to re-release Independence Day just so Will Smith can make $200 more million worldwide and hit $1 billion for a film, for one film.
Yeah, that would be dope, man. And Chris, you're right. I take it back. If I saw Tom Cruise running and it would say Independence Day behind it, I'd be like, I'm going to see that. So
he's not the only other person.
I actually need Tom Cruise and Will Smith to do a movie together, yo. Like, Scientology needs to get in on that, yo.
That would be great.
And like, not even like a science fiction movie, but like a buddy cop comedy or something.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that would be epic, dude.
That would be so good. All right. Terminator will be back for a brand new trilogy, and Arnold Schwarzenegger is supposed to be involved.
His old ass.
I don't know.
As a Terminator, though, I thought.
Say, I'll support payments here.
Say what, Brandon?
Say, isn't he coming back as a Terminator?
I don't know. And more importantly, I don't want that.
But he did The Last Stand, right? He's ready now.
I haven't seen that yet, but I'm sure it's good because I love Impossible White Man. But fuck no.
The old Impossible White Man.
Yeah, Impossible Old Man. Yeah. Impossible Old Man.
Impossible Elderly.
Yeah, I'm down with that.
Impossible Nursing Home.
Oh, my aching back.
I need jello after this slaughter. I wish I could have just retired and hit my life a lot.
Get to the dentures.
I was just about to say that one, yo.
Who took the last depends?
But yeah, he's gonna be involved. But the more important thing is the Terminator trilogy. Can they reboot this successfully, or do y'all? Because I normally don't say this, and maybe the movies will be so good that I'll feel like, okay, cool. But this is one of the franchises I don't think they should reboot. Because
They could reboot it and make it good. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, there's really no reason to. No one's really clamoring for a new Terminator trilogy.
Right. Can we get Robot? They're going to do RoboCop, so you know it's coming. But my thing is, how do you reboot a film that looked 10 years ahead of its time when it came out? Like that. Now it's just going to, they're going to use a lot of CGI, and that's going to be a problem.
And they're going to make it PG-13.
When you
the biggest issue, yes, Karen, I agree. Is the first one was rated R, and everyone forgets that, and that's the reason that it's timeless. Is because it's rated R, it makes it even better, pushes the envelope. And then the second one is also really good too, but it's PG-13, but it's really, really, really well done.
I think that James Cameron did.
Right. I was going to say, is James Cameron going to reboot this shit? Because if not.
James Cameron is a fucking sequel god, dude. Like, Aliens 2, Terminator 2, it's just not fair what he does.
What'd you say, Kevin?
Oh, no, I'm good, man. Don't even sweat it.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't want to see this.
And for me, the problem that I'm going to have is if they spoil the motherfucking trailer like they did on the last one, I'm out.
Oh, also.
You know, that last movie would have been like a great movie, in my opinion, if they had never showed that scene in the trailer.
Agreed 100%. Also, except Common's in it. But other than that, I agree 100%.
Leave Common alone, dog. He's a Westerner now.
That nigga said the signal work. In a motion picture that was with $100 million budget. Anyway, the other problem that I have with this though is they're trying to start the first installment of this by June 26, 2015, or if it's not completed by 2019, the rights to the franchise revert back to James Cameron. I never like when studios say that is a reason for doing a movie.
Yep. Nope. Never good.
Right. Let's just keep this out of the.
What do we have to do? Do we need Macaulay Culkin? Like, do we need what little badass kid do we need to put in this studio to keep this from happening? To fuck this movie up. Like, I need somebody that's just gonna. God, shit keeps breaking, and we don't know why. Like, that's what I need. I need that to happen.
Unleash some gremlins in that shit.
Dog, can we get a, matter of fact, can we get a Gremlins film?
I would actually watch a reboot of a Gremlins. I would actually watch
that. Can we get a Gremlins film?
Yeah, you know what? Yeah.
Keep
the humor. Don't make it.
It's gotta be silly. It can't be serious.
Cause
at least keep it rated R. I mean.
Yeah.
They could do a PG-13 because the second one was PG-13.
Yeah, and also in hindsight, Gremlins 1 is a little bit boring for like the first hour. And I can see somebody like that can write good comedy dialogue taking that shit and making it real funny and kind of raunchy and then throwing Gremlins up in there, dude. That shit'll be real good. That's what we need.
I've been waiting for a Gremlins film. I've been waiting for them to go, we're going to reboot. Like, we got CGI. We love doing these fantasy films with these little characters and shit. Like, you can reboot the Smurfs, or you can try to do the fucking Jetsons, or the whatever. Smurfs. We got Yogi the fucking Smurfs. Bear movie, but we can't get the Gremlins? Really? Yeah. Gremlins film, Warner Brothers? What's going on, man?
Speaking of franchises that won't die, Liam Neeson is back
for taking
for his biggest payday ever.
Jesus.
Reportedly $20 million is what he's asking for.
It's because the last film made like $168 million, no matter how fucking terrible it is.
I remember, like, he did an interview, like, right when that second movie came out. I was like, yeah, I don't think we're doing a sequel. What's left for them to take? And he actually said that. He's like, what's left for them to take from me?
That had nothing to do with what was left to take, Kev. That had to do with that.
I know.
Was terrible.
He didn't
want to do it.
Right.
He did not want to do that film, dude.
Brandon, you fucked up the joke.
Yeah, you fucked up the joke. Go ahead. Go ahead, Kev. I know.
No, I don't even want to say it anymore.
Oh, that's sad.
Aww.
Well, Liam Neeson left to take. The only thing left to take is
his left shoe.
The only thing left to take is $20 million from Fox Studios.
Okay.
That's what's left to take. He's gonna be on that phone.
Face mush of death.
That's some bullshit.
Face mush of death. That's all I gotta say about that one, yo.
I still can't believe people say that's a good, like, they will literally sit and say, that's a good fighting film. And I'm like, but he never touched anybody.
Which one? The last one? The Taken 2?
He never touched anybody.
Oh my, no, that's a horrible one. That's a horrible impossible white man movie, yo.
He didn't touch anybody. Like, yeah. Nobody was actually touched. Like, at the beginning of the film, they really could have put no person was actually having a hand laid upon them in this film.
Making it his film.
Dude, the fight scene.
Human being was actually harmed in the making of the film?
The fight scene in that, like, mall area is one of the bottom 10 worst fight scenes in movie history. Because they're trying to disguise the fact that he is, like, lost 10 steps since taking one.
Yes.
The fighting is only with his arms. Like, he's like, dudes are coming at him swinging with like swords and shit. And then he's moving his arm like 3 inches to the left and then back to the right. And the dude's sword falls on the ground and then he like mushes him to death. I'm like, come on, dude. This is so fake. At least in the first one, it looked like he was fighting people.
There's $367 million worldwide. There was no way he wasn't coming back. There's just no way he wasn't. And if he didn't come back, they were going to do this shit anyway.
He moves
with the daughter.
In that fight scene, he moves a total of about 7 feet the entire fight scene.
Not only that, but there's a reason why the daughter did a lot of this shit. He talks her through it and shit like that. Even the driving, he really wasn't even driving in that film. She was driving.
Yes.
Because he can't move enough.
The thing is, like, his daughter, Maggie Grace, isn't interested, and they're trying to get her back. They're trying to get the wife back. Like, I just don't see how this could be good.
I keep paying Jean Grey to come back and get kidnapped. And, like, this is my thing, dude. Like, Chris, you're giving this film way more credit about that he wasn't driving in that scene. Chris,
he's taking away credit.
No, right. I'm saying, I'm going to take away a little bit more.
Oh.
I'm saying he's not actually even in the car. I don't believe him and Peggy, what's her name, even shot that scene together. Like, look at the way the camera keeps cutting back between her, like, face up of her, face up of him. Face up of her, face up of him. Face up of a Mercedes symbol. Face up of her, face up of them. They are not shooting that scene together. I don't even believe the car is moving. I believe that she was just sitting in a box.
Here's the thing, man. And this is the reason that I think people don't understand why this can't possibly be good. Liam Neeson is 61 years old.
Mm-hmm.
God damn.
Yeah. He can't do this shit. Mm-mm. Like, literally, the next Taken, they are just going to get away with whatever they take.
I get, hey man, like, for people who love Liam Neeson, I want y'all to go back and watch Dark Man, because that is a terrible movie. And his faces throughout Dark Man are goddamn it hilarious.
They are.
God, they're so bad, but they're so good. Like, Liam was trying to act, and then he realized, well, if I just do less, I'm doing more.
Right.
And that's how he got the grade. That's how he got Taken. That's how he got Battleship.
Like, but look, I have a way of how they can do Taken 3 and how it could possibly work. The only way they can do it is, they can't do it serious. They got to do what they did with Bruce Willis and them in The Last Die Hard, where he's just annoyed and bored. Because if you think about it...
And angry.
Bruce Willis didn't do shit in that movie but be a smart ass and every now and then pick up a gun. Like,
this could definitely be an Impossible Old Man film, for sure.
Yeah.
But do you have to go that direction? Yeah, you gotta go that direction, though. You can't, like, half-ass do it. You gotta, like, Die Hard went fully, like...
He owned.
Where he's like, every other line is, I'm on vacation. I'm getting too old for this shit. Sorry, 37 people I just massacred on the highway.
I'm old.
Yeah, like, they went with crotchety old Bruce Willis, and it made so much sense, but... I could just see them trying to make Liam Neeson a badass again, and I'm gonna be like, stop, guys.
No, we don't believe it anymore. We can't believe it.
Like, I need you guys to laugh at this so I can laugh at this.
I actually want Liam Neeson to be in the next Red movie they do. Cause that's what Red is all about to me.
No, yeah, that should be that are
too old. That are too old to do this shit, yo. That shit is like Expendables for old people, man. And I fucking
love it. Yes,
it is. Oh, dude. You know, I'm looking on his IMDb. I didn't know this. He's in Anchorman? the next Anchorman movie.
Liam Neeson? Yeah. They said there's a lot of cameos in it. Steve Carell was doing an interview with somebody. He said there's a lot of cameos in it. So he's probably got a short cameo in it. So that might actually be pretty funny.
If he's one of the news team head dudes, that would be perfect.
I hope he's in a Rumble. Please let him be in a Rumble. Alright.
Will Ferrell knows what to do, dog.
Let's talk some video game news, guys. Now, this show shouldn't be as controversial as last week. No emails. No, body getting cussed out this week.
Good.
I feel like, Chris taught everybody a nice lesson about let's think through what we're gonna say before we type it. You know.
Definition of fucks to give. See, Chris.
Yeah. Let's just go ahead and take care of it. number one. And I'm starting with this because I feel like it's the biggest news and probably the first in a long line. Time Warner Cable is going to bring 300 channels to Xbox 360.
Smart.
The service carrying Bravo, CNN, Comedy Central, and more will be available to Xbox Live Gold members when the application launches later this summer. For people that go, 300 channels, I don't care about that. Is that a big deal? What do I give a fuck?
But you got cable through
question,
your
is it in HD? Is most of it in HD?
That's a good question.
If it is, I'm getting rid of my cable service.
Is it only on the Xbox One, or is it just
Xbox 360?
This is
a 360 deal.
It's probably just like they're doing the Fios, because I think it's basically because Time Warner has their own cable service.
Yes,
so it's going to be like what you have with Fios.
Right.
So no, Brandon, you won't be able to get rid of your cable because you're going to need to have like for now. I have Fios. Mm-hmm. I need to be in order to use the Fios app. I need to have, a Fios account.
But that's the Fios app. This is Warner Brothers saying they're bringing it. They're going to have their own app.
What?
Because it's Time Warner. It's not Warner Brothers. It's Time Warner.
I'm saying if it's Warner Cable, Time Warner is they own a bunch of shit.
Mm-hmm.
They own a lot of television stations. Like, they're not just like Xbox. They actually own stations.
It's Time Warner Cable.
You probably have to be like a cable subscription.
Basically, you might have to have Time Warner Cable, period.
Right.
Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
According to Microsoft, Time Warner Cable's channel offering will include AMC, Bravo, Comedy Central, CNN. The app will also work with voice controls through the company's Kinect sensor. Sounds like a beta test for something else, possibly.
Yep.
Microsoft has been making a strong push in the entertainment with Xbox 360 and hopes to continue that upcoming Xbox One. Last month, the company showed off several entertainment-focused features in the next generation Xbox One, including one that overlays the Xbox interface over live television. Microsoft has promised that the Xbox One will allow users to instantly switch between watching live TV and playing a game. Details are a tad bit slim at the top on the Time Warner cable integration at the moment. However, the companies have promised more details before the Time Warner TV app launches in the Xbox Live marketplace later this summer. Similar Time Warner cable apps already exist on Roku boxes, iOS, and Android devices. The Xbox 360, meanwhile, already offers similar cable apps, albeit with more limited channel lineups for Fios and Comcast and Xfinity customers. So,
no, you're going to have Time Warner Cable.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, so yeah. It's only in areas where Time Warner Cable is offered. Like,
yeah. It seems like that to me. But the thing I'm taking from this is, and look, call me whatever you want to call me. People are going to say I'm a fanboy. I'm speculating, and I am speculating. But we've been right about everything we speculated about so far on this fucking show. Mm-hmm. So right. I feel like if I'll take the hit if I'm wrong. But this just seems like the first in a line of them trying to get with major cable providers and get them to basically let people stream through their Xbox, or at least use their Xbox to navigate the cable that they have, so that you can just kind of leave your shit on Xbox all the time.
Yeah.
And do that Kinect shit where you can talk to it. And this seems like a really good first step, especially with the Kinect integration for this app, and the fact that it's 300 channels and not like a limited selection like the other ones. Mm-hmm. Seems like a really something promising.
I think it's actually going to make the whole cable competition a lot more competitive for us as consumers go. Because, all right, let's say if I'm getting my internet through whatever, if I cancel my Comcast cable and I can get a better deal just to get just to stream Time Warner Cable through my Xbox, I'd rather do that than continue to do some grandiose bundle deal through Time Warner or Comcast or Verizon, and just, go ahead and just stick with straight internet and then have the Xbox for everything else.
But it brings together the whole social thing, the whole social engineering part of it. Like, now we can literally all be watching. If they can do this the same way they were talking about doing it for movies and gaming and shit, we'll be able to watch shows and have Skype running and be talking about shit.
Oh, when at the you same watch, time, football
that's
and basketball
what I
games.
See. That's why I see like yep. if they can get rid of having to go through Comcast, and Verizon. If they can just make it so that you can use your Xbox now as basically a cable box. And I hope that's what they're trying to do, because they're saying Time Warner Cable right now. But see, Time Warner actually owns a bunch of channels. I'm wondering if that's what they're trying to do, because that was the whole reason that we couldn't get the subscriptions to just HBO.
Right.
Mm-hmm. To just because they own that Time Warner owns them or part of it, and they own part. They don't want you to be able to get it without having to purchase cable, because they do cable as well. But if Time Warner is trying to bypass that because Microsoft might be offering a better deal, I'm completely down for that shit. I hate my cable box.
But Rod, what you said is absolutely right. I mean, this is the thing I said when I heard about the cable pass-through thing. I was like, listen, that's great, but I already have a cable box that gives me access to all my channels. If they can have this deal with Time Warner, they can get a deal with Verizon or whatever, and all the cable companies to give me access to almost all my channels in HD through Xbox, then you're right. I can do everything through my Xbox.
Right.
And I don't have to worry. I mean, I still need the cable box, but.
Well, even then, with the 360 or Xbox One, I just looked up UVerse with AT&T, and it comes with a $99 kit, and you can turn your Xbox into a receiver for UVerse.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. I just looked it up because I was curious. I'll just put UVerse and Xbox in Google. And you basically, it's not your primary receiver, but it can use your hard drive to download shows as a DVR. And you also can get rid of your extra boxes. So how they give you you want three boxes? Well, that's $10 a box. So, your 360 will just be the box for the living room or the bedroom.
Oh, I'll tell you. See, this is when they announced that shit, I said, I like where Microsoft is going, but they got to figure this shit out. If they can do this shit, yes, I'm buying an Xbox One. Yeah. Because that eliminates a lot of my issues I have with my
entertainment system. That's two cable boxes right there. That's your 360 in your bedroom and your fucking Xbox One in your basement or your main room in the house.
And why go ahead, Karen. I'm sorry.
Will it be a wireless receiver?
Like, no. Your Xbox is, I know what you mean.
Yeah, like, you know how we have one? Like, if it's a wireless receiver, that's a plus. And I agree. If it's an HD, that's a bonus because most people have HD TVs. And also, Brandon was talking about Time Warner Cable. Time Warner Cable is like the second or the third largest cable company in the country. So odds are this is going to affect a whole hell of a lot of people.
Yeah. Well, the other thing about this that I thought was cool is, if you get rid of your extra boxes, you're saving money on your bill too.
Yes, you are.
Cause that's like $10 a box per month.
An HD DVR cable box is $16 a month through Comcast and just as much through Verizon. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't count having to get the extra box in your bedroom or whatever.
Yeah.
That's going to cost you another $10
a month.
What you're telling me is you're about to take $26 monthly off of my bill because I already own a 360. And if I get the Xbox One, that's what I'm saying. Like I hear what Chris is saying. I hear what y'all are saying about getting the adapter, whatever, to turn your Xbox into a cable box. I want Time Warner to completely make it so that you can get rid of having to have Comcast or Fios. If they can give me 300 channels and give me 100 of them in HD, I'm good.
I'm good. Oh yeah, yeah. Like I said, it feels like step one. Yes. I want people to know I'm not promoting this as the solution or the end all to anything, but I'm like, this is good news.
Yes. And I think too, what's going to happen is that this is a test. And honestly, over the next few years, they're going to constantly update and eventually all your channels will be strictly through that. They want to test with 300, which is actually small compared to what people get if they pay for most of their cable channels. You normally get thousands of channels. Yeah. So I think they're going to slowly begin to release these channels, and other cable companies are watching. So if Time Warner does good and people actually change over to Time Warner cable and stuff like that, because this is the thing, they want people to think about when they get their, because I know they say Xbox 360, but odds are this is going to be in conjunction with your Xbox One. So odds are when people buy the Xbox One, they're gonna go, oh, I can get Time Warner and I can also get 300 channels automatically in here. So I think that they're still pressing towards the future. And something I talked to Roger about, everything that they stripped, promise you, that shit they're gonna put back in there slowly but surely. They stripped it out to get y'all motherfuckers to shut the fuck up. But believe you me, as soon as they slowly start putting that in there, I'm gonna sign up for it. I can't speak for nobody else.
That's the say the same thing. Yep. I ain't worried about this shit.
No,
and that's the other thing about
one bit.
That's the other thing about this Time Warner.
2 years, bro.
Mm-hmm.
That's the other thing about like the U-verse thing I just looked at. I don't want to be a guinea pig tester. But you now have my interest peaked.
Yes, you do.
Like, you won't catch me. Like, I'm not spending the $99 on this shit because I might get it and the shit don't work right or the connection needs to be flawless. I don't know. But what I do know is if you get it working and people are fucking with it, it's going to be very influential. And once people start switching cable companies is when you're going to see everybody. Like, when people start being like, yo, I canceled my U-verse and got Time Warner because I just want a 360 and I don't want a cable box. People are going to be like, yep, we got to do that too. What do we do?
They have their, I guess their different areas and their agreement set up or whatever. And it used to be all about running wires. We haven't ran Fios wires. We haven't ran the cable wires yet. If you can completely get rid of that bullshit and get me cable through an app via internet,
regardless.
I still think it's ridiculous that I can't watch like the live stream of a basketball game on my computer while I play my Xbox. Like, unless I go to some fuck ass shit or some bootleg ass link. Like, I always find that to be ridiculous that I can't, because I'm in a certain area, I can't get a certain Eagles game.
Right.
Unless I get the fucking sports package, but I don't watch baseball, golf, hockey, or any of that other bullshit. That to me is bullshit.
It's to me bullshit too. You mean the fans of those sports?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry guys that like those sports. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I just like to me when it gets to that point where they are giving me an app on my Xbox, and I'm sorry that PS4 lovers didn't see where this could potentially go because y'all don't have certain shit. Like, hey, is y'all watching them free UFC fights on your PS3 this weekend?
You can on Xbox.
Yeah, they just want the games. And I get it.
Nothing mention of the fact that Sony cut so much of their shit.
Well, out
of their presentation, bruh, because of what happened with
literally. You're literally talking about the next article.
Mm-hmm.
Sony sacrificed. I've been highlighting it for a couple minutes, but I was letting everybody say what they got to say, and then flawlessly, Kev comes in. Sony sacrificed the PlayStation 4 camera to beat Microsoft on price, like we've been saying for the last couple weeks.
$59.99.
I told y'all. I told people that when the price came out, but I was told that I was stupid and just a Microsoft fanboy. Yeah, I don't remember saying this.
We're Sony haters who are against consumer rights, Chris.
Right.
Told y'all, niggas. Go on Amazon, and the first thing you see on that page for that PS4, you see every PS4 picture is with the eye. But in the inclusion, they have to put now sold separately. And they have the price, $59.99. So basically,
they were going to use that eye for a lot of functionality, too.
Well, you can see that they were. It's clear that they were. And that little PlayStation, the next gen system. Presentation I said with the PlayStation Playroom, it uses the eye. And I was like, well, why do they have different tiers? Well, clearly some of it's gotta be going from the eye, which is about a $40, $50, maybe $100 system. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, oh my God. I'm not shocked.
It also, be happy, Chris. You smarter. Like, just know you smarter, bro.
They also planned this for months leading up to E3. But they didn't tell anyone. They did it in secret, so quietly that they didn't even inform their real retail partners of the new price point. Just told them that they were removing the camera and didn't specify a lower price point. Because they were just definitely afraid that Xbox would find out and like move the Kinect or lower their own price point. So it also damned the accessory to a future of fragmented consumer adoption now. So, you're going to also get inconsistent software support, because everybody knows, anybody that's in, you know, that's ever dealt with software shit, is much easier to roll out something that's universal. Like, oh yeah, this is for people with the eye. And, since everybody has it, boom, here's the new firmware. Yeah.
I told you motherfuckers. I told you. Like this is why it's so infuriating what both of these companies are doing right now. Because they're catering to the idiots. Mm-hmm. They're catering to people who are so afraid of change, who say things like, well, I don't even really want the Kinect. Well, then why do you want the system?
Yeah.
Ain't that the truth?
The Kinect is built around the system, and it's clear that PlayStation was building the PlayStation 4 around the eye, because if you look at the controller uses the eye.
That's the next sentence. The decision also rendered a major design element of the DualShock 4 controller, the built-in LED move tracker, largely useless.
I swear, dog, you read the same article I read like 2 days ago.
yeah, I saved this. Yeah. Like, when I saw it on IGN, I was like, ooh, this will be good. Another thing we were right about.
Fucking assholes, man.
You know what's sad? The fact that, I love celebrating when I'm right because motherfuckers was dumb to begin with because they won't thank it. But it's also saddening that you people are, that these people are so dumb that they couldn't figure this out on their fucking own. Like, you couldn't see this? Did you watch PS4's reveal back in February? They had the eye toy up there. They weren't they weren't bullshitting about trying to move to the next generation. See, now I feel bad because PS4 really did want to be innovative and move forward, but instead, they caught wind of the bullshit floating around and decided to fall back and let Xbox catch the heat. So, you know, that's why I'm about to be an Xbox One purchaser first. And if PS4 comes out with a dope ass game in the next 2 or 3 years, maybe I'll fucking get one. But at this point, I just feel bad that we feel smart for this. I really do. Like, we shouldn't feel smart.
I don't, you know what's funny is,
shit, dude.
I'm more like, now I feel like, okay, cool. I can be acknowledged now as being like correct. It's not like a happiness, cause it's sad that this
it's
is
like a sigh of relief.
Yeah, yeah, it's sad, and hopefully this means no more emails, cause like, it's sad that this is what gaming came to. Is niggas want to argue over which console is better more than what's giving us a next gen experience. And both systems had to be faced with a tough choice. And to be honest, I'm so glad Sony kept it a secret, because Microsoft might have got wind of this and been like, okay, take the Kinect back, guys. No turning your Xbox on by talking to it. We're just gonna have to skip all that shit because they're taking off the eye. And also, don't y'all people that talk about consumer rights and Sony, do you feel a little bad that they were actually gonna charge you $100 for a $60 camera? Or no?
Right.
I'm just wondering. Right. I was wondering.
Right. Like, I as soon as people came out with Sony brought the price down, I'm like, no, the price is gonna be the same because you're gonna get the eye. Even if you don't think you want it, when you read all the stuff that it's supposed to do, you're gonna want it because it's just a better value for your goddamn money.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like, it's just this is why I hate this next gen system shit, because it's like, it's so obvious what happened, but people get so caught up in the moment of, oh, I've gotta do this, and I gotta get the newest shit, and I'm team Sony or I'm team Microsoft. They don't stop and look at both things objectively and go, "Oh, this is fucking stupid."
Right.
And I'm telling you right now, both companies, it's not stupid because they're both appealing to the idiots, mm-hmm. and they're getting better press now because of it. But it's stupid for the long run, and yep. it's just retarded.
The DualShock's integrated LEDs are now good for nothing more than visual flare. Sony, the light up panels will help indicate the player associated with each controller.
Well, so it's just like blink a lot like a camera.
Yeah, it'll be like red is number one, blue is number two controller. Then when supported, react to in-game cues such as blinking red when a player is low on health. Ultimately, the limited functionality of the LEDs without the aid of the eye won't impact the player experience or even drastically diminish overall battery life of the controller. But it's a lingering reminder of Sony's failure to support the tech.
Wow. So it's going to be there just to be pretty?
Yeah, I mean, for the time being now, much like Microsoft, there's a chance they could, you know, try to integrate things later on and try to hope it catches on. But if Microsoft learned one thing from last generation, it's you don't bullshit with something like Kinect. You give everybody Kinect.
Yeah.
And make software developers feel like there's a fucking reason to put Kinect shit in my game because everybody's got one.
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to, what they do now where it's like, well, I was gonna make a game, but there's only fucking 10% of these people that own a Kinect. So why would I make a game that only 10% of people might buy?
Yeah, now everybody got it. So you're going to play more. What was that? You were playing one game and the Kinect came on. You could tell creatures to get off of you and you could call commands on the screen.
This just makes me upset. It makes me upset because it's just like everything else where, you know, it's a few morons that make progress take longer than it should. Mm. And this is what it is. It's like, you know, well, I don't want the Kinect. Well, you're like the person who said, I don't want a touchscreen phone. Yeah. You know, like, it's clear the Kinect and the Eye were the next-gen part of these systems. Clear. And it's clear that both of them now that it's coming out in these little articles now, that Sony had built the Eye around their system, which is what you should have done. It's what Microsoft did with the Kinect.
It's not a few idiots. That's the problem. It's a lot of idiots. Because they've had record-breaking pre-sales. So it's not even like, well, it's just a couple stupid people. Like, people are stupid as shit. Like, they're just like, but it's less. It's like, but because it does less and it doesn't come with it. But it's less, Rod. It's like, okay.
It costs less money. Okay, so. Yeah, and you also get less
money. About the games, man. This is all about the games. I mean, the four exclusives that they announced.
And who don't even want to shame them for only having four exclusives because the fact that we move into a next generation, graphics and stuff will get better. Hopefully the content and stuff will get better. And if they have four exclusives, if they're four dope exclusives, that's cool.
Right.
But I get where you're coming from, Kev, because the most these motherfucking PS4 dudes was like, all they showed was games. They kept showing games. They had games. I'm like, but Xbox had hella fucking games at E3. All they showed
were games. Yeah.
Like, what are you talking about? And and real talk, Xbox One had more exclusives than PS4 showed. So I never understood where the I'm about my game shit came from. So are we.
Nah. Like they talked about it like as if the systems weren't going to play games.
Right.
Like
Xbox is only going to play cable.
Right. It's like, we know they're going to play games, but like, you use your Xbox only to play games? Yeah. Well, then, motherfucker, you spent that much money on a system that does all this other shit just to play games? You're a fucking moron.
Go ahead, Cass.
It's always switching between a game, HBO Go, Netflix, or some other kind of app.
Yep. Yes,
like,
sir.
The fact that I can watch, like, even from Comcast on my 360 and not have to even go into my TV, you know, that shit makes the things a lot easier.
Yep.
You know,
yeah.
I can have that even easier
than that ESPN app, like, sometimes I'll go on the ESPN app and watch games there rather than my TV. Yeah.
Yes, and the thing about it, I told Roger this, with the ESPN app, if you literally log on to your cable account, you can get ESPN1, ESPN2, you can get college, like, you can get all your
and
ESPN
they'll tell
channels.
You, and, like, it'll be like, Brandon's watching ESPN, and you can, like, chat with him and be like, oh, shit, you watching the game?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, cool, man. Yeah, LeBron going off. And like, that's something I can't do with my TV, like, unless I'm going to pick up my phone and call Brandon, hey man, you watching the game? Let's watch it together. But if I'm sitting there with my Xbox, I already got my headset in, it's like, it's nothing, you know? But let me run through some more of these stories. Cause we gotta start wrapping up. Microsoft is giving an exclusive achievement if you buy the Xbox One on day one. It's their prerogative, but that's whack.
Right.
That's just, okay, dude.
Yeah, for the record, that is a whack ass. I hope it's worth a billion points. It's so whack.
But I hope everybody does it and has it just so I can laugh at you and be like, that's.
I hope it's the only achievement worth 01, you know what I mean? So right. I can just see people's odd-numbered scores and go, oh, you're one of those douchebags.
Yo, and just so we know, just so we're all clear, we all know that Sterling's going to do this, right?
Oh, wait, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
Shit. Like, well, I hope it's worth a number that I can always pick on him about. like point five, where we always know, like, yo, that nigga is one of those achievement whores. there was an article about some PS4 exclusives that you can't get anywhere else. Knack, because I wanted somebody to confirm these, because people keep talking about them and they keep naming like 40 games. I'm like, really? All those exclusives?
I tried to find them. I tried to find those games. When people were asking me what the exclusives were, I went to damn near 10 websites that have new PS4 exclusive. They named the same 6 games, and then the other ones are hypothetical. They don't really exist. Or they're older games that came from, like, I don't know, Steam or something. Their third party games, the indie games.
I wonder if I can find that list.
That's what I was going to say. This one's this
list that had every game for every system broken down and what it was going to be on.
Okay, well, if you get it, shoot it to me, man. This one has Knack, which is a very cutesy looking game. Drive Club, which is like their Forza, I guess.
Yep, it is.
Killzone, which is a first person shooter. It was the game they showed the first demo for a couple months back, where like the 10-minute gameplay demo that I thought was pretty dope.
This one they showed a dude with the sniping, dude on the ship and shit.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was pretty dope, honestly.
No, Killzone is a dope ass game.
Yeah, I enjoyed it when I had a PS2. So, let's see. Infamous Second Son. That looks dope too. That's another game I always wanted
to
play.
And it's open world now. So that would be dope.
Yep. That was really the only game that sort of piqued my interest for the PlayStation 4. So.
Yeah. The Order 1886.
That's that werewolf one, right?
Yeah. They didn't show no gameplay, dude. They just showed one of them trailer thing that cut.
Yeah, scenes. There was no gameplay for that one. That was just like.
That was a lot like that Star Wars trailer where they show it and then everybody goes, whoa! And I'm like, that's because y'all are at
E3. There's no fucking gameplay.
And in my mind, I'm like, that's just because y'all are at E3. Like, if y'all were sitting on the couch like us, you'd be like, what the fuck was that?
Where's the gameplay? I don't know. That's just like Xbox did the same thing. They showed a demo of a dude rappelling down a building, and he broke in through a window, and then it was like, this game.
Yeah,
what was that? Nobody remembers
what that game was called.
It might be a little bit more for the Star Wars though, because of the studios those games were going to be going to. Like, I mean, it's gone. Star Wars gone to Disney. EA is going to be making those games. The first thing that came to my mind was that, you know, EA owns BioWare. They were ones who originally did the Knights of the Old Republic.
EA owns DICE, who does the Battlefield games. Everyone's been wanting to have play another Star Wars Battlefront game.
So, well, here's all right. I hate to do this to you, Kev. Yeah.
Go ahead, bro. But,
all right, did you watch when they revealed it at E3?
Yeah, you know what? I saw the reveal and it was really nothing.
Right.
But, you know,
like I don't think everybody. I don't think
this is the nerd.
No, no, I'm with you.
Nerd to me is coming out. So
no, it's fine. I'm saying I don't think the nerds in that room process as much as you process just now. They just saw Star Wars on the screen and they heard the chung chung and the twink 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 shots, and they were like, "It's Star Wars. I'm cheering." Because honestly, the reaction was so fast. Like, cause they don't show anything. They just make a bunch of Star Wars sounds and then they go.
Well, you even think though, they even hear that noise. They think they're going to hear something pretty big. So they're already starting hooting and hollering.
Yeah.
They got their shouting match.
And they're not realizing that literally 2% of Star Wars games have even been playable.
I can't even lie. I wish I was there. Just during the next E3, they need to just put a camera on Hip Hop Gamer. And I want to see his reaction to every game. Like, I want to see that nigga was doing like backflips and shit over people during the Star Wars reveal. He is so animated, dude, when he's talking about these games and he see these trails. It's hilarious. Like,
oh,
I want to see that shit, man.
Me too. Deep Down. I don't know what Deep Down is. Another trailer one with no gameplay. Gallic Z. Which is,
is the lame title for it.
No. Mm-hmm. And it's an arcade, shooter game.
And it's spelled G-A-L-A-K
dash Z.
That's corny as fuck.
Secret ponchos, and that's it. What does that sound?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Kev,
come on, dog.
Somebody wrestling something.
I knew it.
I was balling up paper, man. I'm sorry.
Well, you won.
I was cleaned up. I didn't think you guys were here.
That's how boring those titles got, right?
Yeah. Let me change topics. I'm sorry, Kev. That's my fault. The Xbox One doesn't come with a headset. This is terrible, terrible news because no one owns any headsets that go with Xboxes.
Right.
Well, I thought they said the headsets we have now won't work with the Xbox One.
They've already backtracked on that. They're making adapters, so they will.
I mean, okay, this another thing. When people said the old headsets don't work with the new Xbox, I was like, so some company will make an adapter so they can get some money off of that shit.
Mm-hmm. The official Xbox 360 headset.
I'll buy a new headset, man.
I was gonna say the official Xbox 360 headsets only cost $20.
Yeah.
So it's not like that.
What if that
was the difference between you spending your $500 or not? It's like, yo, man, I almost got it. $20, yo. I couldn't take that last 20.
That's what I love about when we talk about this shit. People willing to drop $399, $499 day one on a system they've just gotten promises for. But then the killer to them is, I got to buy my own headset. Like, that's it, dude. Like, that is your breaking point, that you have to buy your own stop. Like, I just want to tell them to stop.
Naughty Dog had to remove two accidental phone numbers from The Last of Us.
Uh-oh.
Because one was a phone sex line and the other was to a Caribbean cruise line.
They either want you to get some fake pussy or drown.
It was 1-800.
They use real numbers?
Yeah, it was 1-800-555-2545.
And so some idiots had to call this number in order for them to realize
this. It was still a 555 number, but it went to a real something real.
Yes.
You know what? That's all them dumb fucks. Fuck them.
I mean, it probably did go to something real.
You don't call 555 numbers. I mean, I thought that was just commonplace. We know those are fake.
Yeah. Right. That's what I'm about to say, Kev. Why is it their fault that they tried to be realistic by having a phone number posted up in there? And some asshole tried it.
Yeah.
And you know what? They probably did make that number up. Come on.
Of course. Yeah. I'm sure they didn't know. They
randomized that number, dog. And then they put it in the game. And people was like, did you know this was to a sex hotline? Video games.
This is just another example. This is just another example of gamers fucking shit up.
Yep.
Yeah, because what happened to the gamer that wanted pussy and was like, hey, I got some pussy. Aw, damn it.
What is that?
What sound is that? Who's Michael's making a sound?
Is that me?
I guess it's Nas. Oh, it's Kev. Hey, Kev, your mic fucking up, dog. I don't know if you're moving around or what, but it was fucking up.
Yeah. What about now?
It's okay this second. I don't know what that was.
I closed my window.
Oh, no, now it's doing it again. Hey, your cord might have came loose or something, man.
It's like you revving.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, double check to see if that shit's tight. I don't know what it is, but.
Flatulence.
All right, I hear it again. I'm going to hang up and call you back, dog. Let me hang up and call you back.
You know what? Isn't that the same thing that happened to Sterling? He might have to unplug his, if it's a USB joint, he might have to unplug it and plug it back
in. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't think it's the exact same thing. Brandon recognized that sound immediately.
Yeah, that was because that's the sound that Twan and Deidre's. It's something with Skype and when they those go to fucking the Matrix. And the wireless headsets, yeah. Like they use Bluetooth.
I think it's better now. Kev, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, bro.
Okay, cool. Sounds fine. All right. Speaking of Last of Us, the Juno star Ellen Page says the video game ripped off her likeness. I haven't played The Last of Us. I have seen commercials. Give that girl her money, y'all.
Yeah, I was gonna say. I thought you were about to say that she actually stars in the game. Cause I was like, oh, they use her likeness. She's in the game. That's her voice.
You got that confused, Chris. She actually has a game coming out in November that she stars in.
Yep.
Oh, really?
That might be why she's pissed.
wow. Yeah. No, nah, they got to pay her. They got to pay her.
She looks exactly how she does in the movie Super almost to me. Like it's there, dude. Yeah.
Yeah, they got to pay her.
The game that she's coming out is Beyond Two Souls, due out in early October. But y'all gonna have to pay her, dog. Because
they should have game at E3 along with Last of Us. Like I found that to be so mind boggling. They showed The Last of Us just to show it because it's a great fucking game, and then they was like, "What is it? Beyond Two Souls." And then they showed her shit, and I was like. So she is in two video games?
I really thought
but
that
to be
was...
fair, to be fair, though, yeah. the girl who actually voices the girl in Last of Us, she does look sort of like the character model as well.
Yeah, sort of, but not as much as Ellen Page looks like
it. It's not that hard to look like a 15, 60-year-old white girl, apparently, anyway, so take your pick.
Well, I never thought Lara Croft looked like that shit when I played that whole game.
And they paid her ass.
This is funny. For everybody that thinks that we just hate Sony, and I'm sure Brandon will probably defend this or something or have something to say about it.
I don't know. I've been playing Tomb Raider on my PS3 for the last week.
Right. I was gonna say he's the only one that owns the PS3 and plays it all the time is Brandon. PS3 had a firmware update that bricked people consoles for a little bit.
Yep. Oh, broke the fuck out of people. Didn't break my old ass 2006 60 gigabyte backwards compatibility PS3, but it broke y'all new motherfucking systems.
So, I just gotta say, it's like Jay-Z said in the Blueprint 2, and this is in whom you wanna place your faith? Cause, to me, my Xbox has never bricked cause of any firmware downloads, and, my information has never been leaked.
That's because you, but see,
it doesn't go down for a couple of days.
PS3 people just don't have theirs connected to the internet, right?
Oh, okay,
right.
Yeah.
See, they don't. Here's the thing: you got to remember they don't use the internet, and so they never upgrade it. So I get a better
Tomb Raider experience offline, right?
They're all in Iraq right now,
right?
Fighting a war. Right. Okay. All right. Well, yeah, that was a quick one. Just. Throwing that out there.
They have the fix. The fix has been posted.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry. The actual article was that it's now safe to download, which means at one point it wasn't. But hey, whatever. That's just me being an asshole. Google's trying to create a game console.
I saw that. The Android console.
Google is trying to be Skynet. They're going to be everything to everybody.
Yeah, at some point, I like you, Google, but they got to chill, yo.
Well, they got to chill. And Karen, at one time, I thought they could be Skynet, too. And then Google Plus just wasn't hitting. So I'm like, Google needs to learn its place.
I remember that little test out phase.
Yeah.
Are we switching? No, we're not switching.
Is the console going to be filled with politically correct people policing everybody's threads?
I hope not.
I don't want to play that video game.
Google Plus tried to turn in, like first Google Plus tried to be Google Talk mixed with Facebook, then with Twitter, with the friends and the following and shit. And now it's trying to look like Pinterest. And I'm like, you know what? Like, y'all just need to stop. Y'all don't know what y'all want to do.
No. Next week is going to look
like who you are.
Next week is going to look like Ellen Page.
Yeah, and then they're trying to be kind of like Skype with the Google chat. Now you're like, all right, come on, people.
All right, and the last story, I just thought this was funny, because the Xbox, of course, is a little bit behind the PlayStation 4 when it comes to just the specs, as far as the tech specs.
Yes, the graphics card and the memory.
Yeah, so apparently the executive at the company released this statement. Let me play the article.
Damon here with IGN News. A Microsoft executive says that flaunting hardware specifications for consoles is meaningless. Talking to OXM about Sony's hardware reveal, Microsoft's Senior Director of Product Management, Albert Pinello, says, "It's a pointless argument because people are debating things which they don't know about. It doesn't matter which console is technically better, because all players want from their hardware is to play great games and have great experiences." Pinello then went on to say, "Microsoft's games and experiences are going to be every bit as good, if not better, technically." Pinello laments the way Sony goes about discussing the guts of its console. The fact that they publish their numbers is a problem, according to him. He elaborates, "They go out and they talk about how proud they are about their off-the-shelf parts. Our guys will say, we touched every single component in the box and everything there is tweaked for optimum performance. I'm not sure I even know what all that means. Games come first with gaming consoles, absolutely. But do the insides and what the machines can do actually matter to you and I, the folks who just want to play Infamous Second Son and Forza? Do we even understand it enough to justify talking about it? Microsoft says no, but we want to know what you think. Leave your thoughts in the comments, and for more on next-gen games..."
All right, guys, so what do y'all think? Does it matter to you the specs of a video game console?
If I told you that the Xbox One comes with DDR whatever memory, and the PS4 comes with DDR3 memory because they didn't get the final concept for theirs until a later date, and Xbox had already laid flat what they were working on and perfected it. If I told you that the graphics card in the Xbox One is a 7800, and I'm making up these numbers, is a 7800, but the one in the PS3 is a 7850, like, okay. If I told you that the Xbox One uses AMD Jaguar X and the PS4 uses AMD Jaguar No X.
You know what? Let me just stop you right there, Brandon. I'm gonna tell you right now. I've already stopped giving a fuck.
Yeah, right.
I stopped giving a fuck after you gave the first set of specs.
Mm-hmm. That was my point. That's my whole point.
I'm gonna tell you right now. Me as being a gamer and a consumer, I don't really give a fuck about what the system itself really really does. Like my computer. I don't know about no RAMs, no megabyte, no hard bytes. The average person that buys a computer don't know what the fuck it does. So I'm trying to tell you, if it's pretty and it's shiny, and if I walk in and say Xbox on, that's all the fuck I care about. I'm just speaking for me as a consumer.
Bingo.
And so I really don't give a fuck if this one has more specs, less specs, it twirls. I don't care what the inside the motherfucker's doing. All I know is that the outside is pretty, and it follows me around, and I got cable. Like, for me, I hate to be like this. I'm simple-minded. Like, I don't care enough.
Yeah. When it comes to systems, most people judge a book by its cover. Sorry.
Yeah, I got to see.
If it looks pretty on the outside, then we love it. We really don't care what's going on in the inside until it breaks, and we have to figure out how much it's going to cost to get it fixed.
Yep. Yeah.
I just want to see some games.
Right. And I think that's the thing. Like, I used to be a PC gamer, so I used to have to, you know, build my own games, and I used to try to keep up on the graphic cards and things like that. After a while, it gets to a point where it's just too much.
Proud of them somewhere out there.
Right, it's too much.
They're like that 2% or whatever. They're the 1% out there and shit.
Dude, that sucks having to figure out if you're going to have to buy a new graphics card to play your new video game. I'm sorry.
Right, it's just too much. And so what it comes from with the console is, I specifically went to console games so I could avoid having to do that. And let's look at what happened with the PS3 and the Xbox 360. The PS3 technically had better specs.
Yep.
Did that fucking matter in the end? Not really.
Because they didn't want to pay more for it. Mm-hmm. It had better specs and it came with a Blu-ray player, and y'all bitched about the price.
Also, right. If it was close,
it was everything. It wasn't as good of an experience.
Also, because it's close, I don't care.
Right.
If it was like this is the Wii and right. This is an Xbox 360 and this is a PlayStation, yeah, I actually do give a fuck about the graphics and shit. but they're so close. So anyway, we got to get out of here, man. Thank y'all so much for listening. I appreciate everybody that came through live. The show will be out soon. For those who couldn't listen live, I guess you wouldn't know till you hear it, but we'll try to work on Kev's mic next time he's on.
Yeah, Mike is doing it again, Kev.
Yeah. But make sure you check these guys out. We'll be on the Insanity report tomorrow. I mean, Insanity Check podcast tomorrow at 6 p.m. for the 400th episode.
Yep.
All right, man. I can't wait, dude. So we'll talk to you guys later. Until then, peace out.
Peace.